जनाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरो वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं प्रिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं। Hare Krishna. So, after a very long Rudra Geet, long days we are hearing about Rudra Geet from very great personalities sitting on this Vyasasan. And now, today, I have been told to speak on the Phalashruti of this Rudra Geeta. What the effect a chanter of this Rudra Geeta will get if they recite it daily? And it is told by the Sukadeva Goswami, what are the effect of this Phalashruti? So, we'll discuss few things about it. So we can see in these words, a devotee of Lord Krishna, first of all, a devotee of Lord Krishna, a person has to be a devotee of Lord Krishna, who recites this particular prayer with great attention and reverence, with respect and attention. So one has reverence, means one has faith on the personality. So with faith and with great attention also, not casually or when person is spaced out. If he chants like that, he will achieve the greatest perfection of life. So naturally, a question may come into the mind, what is the greatest perfection of life? Now, in the assembly of that, where Bhagavatam is being recited, Sukadeva Goswami reciting Bhagavatam, many personalities, many sages are sitting, all of them are not pure devotees. Many jnanis, many yogis, many other personalities are sitting. So, just to bewilder them, in the next verse, Sukadeva Goswami says, that what is that greatest perfection? So, we will not recite this, but I just read the verse. Shesam iha sarvesham jnanam nishcheya samparam sukham tare dushparam jnanam aur vyasanarnavam. So in this material world there are different types of achievements, but all of them achievement of knowledge is considered to be the highest, because one can cross the ocean of nescience only on the boat of knowledge, otherwise the ocean is impassable. So here Sukadeva Goswami is glorifying the process of jnana or knowledge. That among the all the perfection, what is the greatest perfection? Achieving the knowledge. Because only by knowledge one can pass. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, if you read the purport of Srila Prabhupada, as once Madhava Baba very beautifully said, that different acharyas are termed in different ways. Just like our Sridhar Swami, he is called as mathematicians. Because perfectly, mathematically proves how Krishna is a God, how Bhakti is perfect. Then different acharya like Jiva Goswami, he's like a logician. With all logic and shastric reference, great detailed analysis, he proves how the Bhakti is the highest path. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur, what he is? He's a musician. He's a Rasika Bhakta. In whatever verse comes, he can find Rasa in that. And he presents Rasa to the audience. And Srila Prabhupada is a magician. Whatever verse comes, Prabhupada can connect it to Bhakti. Prabhupada convert that verse into Bhakti verse. So as Prabhupada says in the purport, even though Sukadeva Goswami glorifying the process of knowledge, that why this knowledge is glorified? Because unless we don't have knowledge of Krishna, we can't do bhakti to him. We must have knowledge of Krishna. If your ignorance, if our consciousness is covered by ignorance, we can't perform bhakti. So we must have some knowledge of Krishna. So in Gita also, Lord Krishna says in 4th chapter, Nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitram iha vidyate, tat swayam yoga samasiddhim kale natmani vindati. So he glorifies the process of jnana. Nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitram iha vidyate. That's what Sukadeva Goswami is saying here. There is no process, no greatest perfection than greater than knowledge. But the twist is there in the next two lines. Tat swayam yoga samasiddhim kale natmani vindati. To achieve the jnana, or to come to level of jnana, one must first become the achieve the perfection in yoga samasiddhim. One must achieve the perfection in yoga. What is this yoga? This yoga is nishkam karma yoga. Unless one performs nishkam karma yoga perfectly, one cannot abruptly come to the stage of jnana. One cannot randomly come to the stage of jnana. It's not possible. The process of jnana has a qualification. So nobody in this age cannot. No one can perform nishkam karma yoga in this age. Why we can't perform nishkam karma yoga? Because what is nishkam karma yoga? That first of all you have to understand. Nishkam karma yoga is acting according to one's varna ashrama perfectly and offering one's result of that activities to Krishna. So first of all, nobody knows what varna one has and what's perfect ashrama one is situated. Nobody knows. Because nobody knows that, because nobody has been undergone the process of Garbhadhan Samskara, perfect Samskaras, nobody has undergone. There are no qualified teachers to identify which varna I am, which varna, which ashrama I am suitable it. No qualified teachers are there. So, we can't perform that. And out of that, even if I identify that I am a Brahmana, or I am Kshatriya, I am a Shudra, or Vaishya, the duties mentioned in the Vedas for the varna ashramas are practically impossible to perform in this age, time and age. So, If we don't have that qualification, how we can perform nishkam karma yoga? If we don't have qualification to perform nishkam karma yoga, how we will get purified? How we can come to the stage of jnana? It's not possible at all. So that's why, even though it's glorified process of jnana, it has some qualification. So that's why next verse, 76, 78, 79, again, Sukadeva Goswami glorifies the bhakti as the highest. Even though I glorified jnana here, bhakti is the highest. So we'll see the verse 76. Ya evam shaddhaya yukto madgitam bhagavatatsavam adiyano durarayadam harim aradhyatatsayo tat harim aradhyatatsayo. Although rendering devotional service to Supreme Personality of Godhead and worshipping Him are very difficult, if one vibrates or simply reads this stotra composed and sung by me, Lord Shiva is saying, rather than Sukadeva Goswami, he will very easily be able to invoke the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So very next verse, he again come to path of bhakti. No. Actually, with devotion, if one worship Lord and recite this prayer, again, he will easily become invoke the mercy of Lord. Because ultimately the process of jnana is to invoke the mercy of Lord. Without jnana, without the bhakti's touch, nobody can achieve the perfection of jnana also. Jnana yogi has to also perform some bhakti. Without bhakti, what will happen? It will go in vain. Moha asha, moha karmaana, moha jnana vichetasa, rakshasi maasurim cha prakriti mohanishita. Their asha of liberation, their jnana will moha. It will go in vain if they don't have connection with the bhakti. So jnana has to have connection with the bhakti. So ultimately, if that is the requirement, better perform bhakti. Bhakti is the highest. In very next verse also, I glorify further bhakti. Vidante purusho umshat yadat ichanti avastaram Mad Gita, Gita Supritat, Shreyam Eka Vallabhat. So in this verse, he says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the dearmost object of all auspicious benedictions. A human being who sings this song, sung by me, can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee being fixed in Lord's devotional service can acquire whatever he wants from Supreme Lord. So such a devotee can acquire whatever he gets just by reciting these prayers. And very next verse, further Lord Shiva says, Idam ya kalaya uthaya pratyanjali shraddhayan vitaha shunaya shraddhayan martyo muchyate karma bandhanai. A devotee who rises early in the morning and with folded hands chants his prayers sung by Lord Shiva and gives facility to others to hear them, certainly becomes free from all bondage to fruity activities. So one not only chant but facilitates other to hear about that. So our Radha Madhava Prabhu is the one person who facilitates everyone to hear about this prayer. So definitely, as per Lord Shiva, he is going to free from all bondage of fruitive activities. And last verse, he says that, my dear sons of king, the prayers I have recited to you are meant for pleasing Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul. I advise you to recite these prayers which are effective as great austerities. In this way, when you are mature, your life will be successful and you will be certainly achieve all desires and objectives without fail. So ultimately Lord Shiva says, if you recite this prayer, all your desire will get fulfilled. So Vishwanatha Thakur very beautifully says in the purport that this indicates that Prachetas has some desires. Prachetas did not approach the austerities or were not doing austerities with pure motive of pleasing Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are some desires. So whatever desire you have, that will get fulfilled if you just recite these prayers. And chapter 1, 25th chapter, Shloka 1, Maitreya Muni says to Vidura, that the great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, in this way Lord Shiva instructed the sons of King Barishit, Rashim Barishit, the sons of king also worship Lord Shiva with great devotion and respect. Finally, Lord Shiva became invisible to the princes. So to have associative personality like Lord Shiva is not that easy. It's very, very, very rare. So we know that to achieve the human form is very rare. Durlabho manusho deho, dehinam kshana bhangure. To achieve the human life is very rare. How much rare? Someone Acharya explains that in ocean, the tortoise stays beneath the surface of ocean. They stay in a deep ocean. Very rarely on the surface of ocean tortoise comes. In the deep ocean, not in the bank of the ocean. In the deep ocean, very rarely the tortoise come on the surface of ocean. That is very rare. Above that, tortoise coming on the surface of ocean and some log of wood floating nearby that, it's more rare. Further, tortoise coming on the surface of ocean, the log of wood coming near that tortoise and that log of wood is whole. That's more rare. That's a very, very rare condition. Further, tortoise coming on the surface of ocean, there is a log of wood coming near the tortoise, there is a hole to that log of wood, and tortoise putting his head through that hole is rarest thing. That much rare the human life is there. But much more rare than that, tatrapi durlabham manni vaikuntha priya darshanam. To have darshan of the associate of Lord, to have darshan of devotee of Lord, it's much, much more rare. So Lord Shiva gave them a momentary association, gave them his prayers, he left from their vision. And the second verse, the Maitreya Muni says, all the Prachitas, princes simply stood in the water for 10,000 years and recited the prayers given to them by Lord Shiva. So 10,000 years, they are reciting the prayers. So if you recite one particular prayer, we need some change always. I want some new prayers. I want to read some new books. So whenever the same book comes in front of us, I read this book already. Something new is there. I want to read this Acharya's book. But the great personality, they relish more and more the same thing. That's the difference between this ordinary person and the great personalities. So once I was doing a backup seva in the Chopadi temple, and that Shaligram room, I was doing the Mahakleaning seva. And that time Maharaj happened to be there in the temple. And by great fluke or great mercy, door of Maharaj's room was open. And I could see the Maharaj, what he was doing. Maharaj was reading some book because he's supposed to give some class. Probably Sunday feast class probably he's supposed to give. So I was curious, what book Maharaj must be reading? So I was trying my best to, what that book? Can I able to see that while doing my seva? Because that enthusiasm was there. And by Krishna's mercy, Maharaj turned this book like this and able to see what that book was. And that book was Krishna book. So Maharaj was not getting bored to read the Krishna book. We thought that, we always think that, I read the Krishna book way back, starting off my bhakti. But Maharaj was reading the same book. Prahladananda Swami, ISKCON's GBC member, 130 times he read the same Bhagavad Gita. And he gave his realization that every time I get a new realization when I read the Gita. So that's the difference between the great personalities and the ordinary personalities. Or neophyte devotees, rather, we can say. So Hare Krishna. So now, we'll try to see, try to contemplate or try to discuss few things about this Phalashruti. So in the 74th verse, Prabhupada in the purport made a very beautiful statement. Any devotee of Lord Krishna can attain all perfection, material gains and liberation simply by offering prayers to him. So first of all, Prabhupada is encouraging us to offer prayers to Lord. When we go in front of deity, we are supposed to offer prayers to Lord. Nowadays, many people don't know what to do when we go in front of deities. Few days back, one of our students from place where we conduct program every Saturday, he came with, because he has a birthday on that day. He came to take a darshan to Lord. And he was standing in front of Lord for almost 3 to 4 minutes. He was standing in front of Lord. And I was there behind. So he came to me after that and I asked him, so you have birthday today, which prayer do you offer to Lord? He said, prayer? I never offered any prayer. I was just standing there. So many people don't know that when we go in front of Lord, it's a service for us to offer a prayer. It's a great service. So we see that a great personalities, Bhagavatam is full of great personalities. Now what is Bhagavatam? It's full of prayers only. Every chapter, every canto, somehow or other some prayer comes. Because offering prayers to the Lord is the greatest benediction given by us to the given to us by the Lord actually. And that is what Lord Krishna mentioned, Lord Vishnu mentioned to Brahmaji in 3rd canto, 9th chapter. A beautiful verse comes. Yat chakarthanga matstrotam matkatha abhyo dayantikam yadva tapasite nishtha saesha mat anugraha. So how to understand that we have received the blessing of Krishna? Krishna says mat anugraha. This is what mat anugraha. What is that anugraha? O Brahma, the prayer that you have chanted praising the glories of my transcendental activities, the penances you have undertaken to understand me, and a firm faith in me, all these are to be considered my causeless mercy. So many times we bewildered. Is Krishna showing mercy to me or not? Why is not bestowing mercy to me? I am doing so much to him. I am struggling still. But here, the Lord is telling to Brahmaji, what is my mercy? Mad anugraha. What is my mad anugraha? If you could able to do, if you could able to recite prayers to me, glorifying me, that's my mercy. If you could able to do that, it's very difficult to do that. Secondly, if you could do austerity to understand me, if you struggle in life to understand me, that's my mercy. And if you could able to develop firm faith on me, that's also my mercy. So once Dwarkadish Prabhu shared in his class that he was happened to be with the Maharaj, traveling somewhere with the Maharaj. And as usual, Maharaj asked Dwarkadish Prabhu, so how are you? So Dwarkadish Prabhu said, was thinking, what shall I say to Maharaj? Because Maharaj is a great personality. So he said, Maharaj, I am struggling. So Maharaj says, I'll pray that you always struggle. Prabhuji got bewildered. I said, how can Maharaj say like this? Maharaj, how Maharaj said like this? So he said that if you struggle, then you remember Krishna more and more. And by remembering Krishna more and more, you achieve perfection very soon. So that's what Krishna says. If you struggle, you'll remember me. That's my actually benediction. So many times you go to Krishna, oh Lord, I'm struggling. What should I do? Please help me to come out of the situation. But actually the great devotees realize that the struggle is the greatest benediction by Krishna. And that's why great devotee like Kunti Maharani asked for the struggle. Give me more and more misery so that I can always remember you more and more and more. Vipada santu doshashvat tatra tatra jagat guru. Bhavato darshanam yasa punar bhava darshanam. In the same purport, the purport of that same verse, the Prabhupada says, by the mercy of Lord, even layman can compose prayers of the highest spiritual perfection. Again, to compose a prayer, mercy of Lord is required. By mercy of Lord only, a layman can compose the prayers of highest spiritual perfection. Such a spiritual perfection is not limited by material qualification, but is developed by dint of one's sincere endeavor to render the transcendental service. So what is the qualification to recite or compose the prayers? One's sincerity in rendering service. So why again and again Krishna is saying that it's very difficult to compose the prayers, it requires some finances, requires sincerity. So one may think, why is it difficult to compose the prayers or to glorify Lord? What is the difficulty in that? Because Lord Brahma himself says that to glorify Lord is very difficult because glories of Lord are constantly increasing. Every moment they are increasing. So that's why the greatest personality in the world, greatest intelligent personality in the world, who's practically the body is made up of intelligence, we say, he says that I cannot glorify the Lord. So two places he says that. In second canto, 6th chapter, 38 verse, Lord Brahma says, Yasya avatar karmani gayanti asmadadaya nayam vidanti tatvena tasmai bhagavate namaha. Tasmai bhagavate namaha. I offer my obeisances unto you, O Lord. What is the beauty of Lord? Yasya avatar karmani. And we'll recite the glories of his avatars. Gayanti asmadadaya. We are singing it. But nayam vidanti tatvena. We cannot understand. I cannot understand Lord tatvena. In truth. It is impossible for me to understand Lord. Again, after Brahma Vimohan Lila, the same Lord Brahma recited beautifully there. Jananta eva jananta kim bahuktya name prabho manaso vapaso vacho vaibhavam tava gocharam. So we have experienced that many times we go for preaching Bhagavad Gita, especially to pious people. I have experienced in the Madhya Pradesh when I went for my book marathon in Madhya Pradesh. People are very pious, very simple, very devoted. We cannot say devoted, but very pious people. And when we show them Bhagavad Gita, we'd like to have this Bhagavad Gita, we'd like to Krishna book. Haan, Gita ta humare paas rakhi hui hai. Gita ta humko pata hai sab. Krishna, haan, wo Sukhasagar humare paas hai kuch to. Something they say, Sukhasagar, something they have. We have that, Krishna's book. We know Krishna. Bachpan se hum Krishna ki bhakti kar rahe. We know all these things. But here what Brahmaji is saying, people say that there are many people who say, I know everything about Krishna. But let them think that way. I don't bother. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. Jananteo janto kim bhukta name prabhu. But as far as me concerned, as far as your opulence are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body and words. Brahma's mind, body and words are not like ordinary body, words and mind. Whole existence of intelligence. And such a personality is saying that your activities are beyond my conception. Even Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Shesha is saying, Krishna's Kavya Goswami is saying that even Sheshnag recited the glories of Lord Chaitanya from starting of the creation to the end of the creation, he cannot complete one Leela. That much deep of, that much depth the Lord Chaitanya's Leela has that. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Agada Gambhira, it's very deep. Pravesha Karitina is Parshirahi Tira. You cannot enter into one Leela also. You cannot reach the bank of that ocean of that Leela. That much depth the Leela has that. So how can one ordinary person glorify that? In the same prayer, Lord Brahma further says that why we can't glorify? Because Lord Krishna himself cannot understand his glories. That much the glories Lord Krishna has. So again, second kind of sixth chapter, same verse, same chapter, 36 verse, further verse only. Lord Brahma says, Natosmiham tacharana samiyusham bhavat chidam swasti ayanam sumangalam yohi atma maya vibhavam swapariyagat yatha nabhav swamta atha parekuta. That we offer obeisances to you, we are glorify you, because your glorification will remove our maya, remove our material existence, and it is all auspicious, sumangalam. But what is the beauty of that glory? Yatha nabhav swamta atha parekuta. Just like sky cannot understand his vastness. Even the sky cannot estimate the limits of his own expansion. So, what can others do when Lord Krishna himself is unable to estimate his own limits? Krishna cannot understand his glories. Krishna cannot understand the vastness of his glories. Yahi Atma Mayas Vibhamsa Paryagat. Atma Mayas from himself cannot understand. Just like sky. So, how can insignificant personality like Brahma and other personalities like we can understand that? If Brahma is saying like that, then literally we have to laugh. When people say that, I understand Krishna, I know this Krishna, I know this Gita, we have to actually laugh, because that is the deafness of Krishna's glories. And therefore to glorify with proper prayers is not that easy. So, now should we glorify him or not? If this is the case, should we glorify him or not? So, in the fourth canto, 7th chapter, 24 verse, the demigods, when they come to offer prayers to Lord Vishnu, when Lord Vishnu appear in the arena of Lord Shiva, in the Dakshayajna pastime. So demigod says, in 24 verse of 7th chapter, Apiyarva gruttayo yasya mahito atma bhuvadaya yatha mati ghranantisma kritanugraha vigraham. Apiyarva gruttayo yasya arvak, vak, vruttayo, by vani and by activities, vruttayo yasya Mahito Atmabodaya. Atmabhu means Brahma. Atmabhu. We come directly from Lord. And Mahi means Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma cannot glorify you. And that's what they express in the previous verses we saw. But still, Yathamati Grunantisma Krutanugraha Vigraham. Still, whatever intelligence we have will make our attempt to glorify you. So it does not mean that if Brahma and Shiva cannot glorify Lord, we should not glorify Lord. Or should not offer prayer to Lord. Whatever intelligence we have, whatever intelligence Krishna awarded to us, whatever knowledge we received from Guru and devotees, we should use it and try to glorify the Lord whatever way we can. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj also, in the 9th chapter also says, very beautiful flow is the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. So in the very beginning of the first verse of the Prahlad Maharaj prayer, what Prahlad Maharaj says? Brahma dayo suragana munayota chitta sattve katanamasa vachasam pravahe narajatam puraganir adunapi pimpru kimtos arhasitanve harirogra jate. All the demigods were present there. They could not be able to pacify the Lord Narsingadeva. So Prahlad Maharaj said, and they make Prahlad Maharaj ahead. You go. You pacify the Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj, very beginning of the verse says, actually, if they can't glorify, the greatest rishis are standing here, they can't pacify you. How can Harirugra, how can I, who is born in a demonic family, how can I satisfy you or pacify you or glorify you? So why Prahlad Maharaj saying this? Because very next verse Prahlad Maharaj clarifies. And he says, he glorified 12 qualities. These 12 qualities cannot pacify you. Only bhakti can pacify you. So, can you remember this verse? Gajayota paya. He says in the very verse, Gajayota paya. So he mentioned 12 qualities, that all this great birth, then great strength, valor, beauty, intelligence, all these things cannot satisfy you. But you will be satisfied by the Gajayota paya. But the Gajendra, simple bearer, who had don't have any qualification. Gajendra was elephant. He was not human being also. He was not Brahmana. He was not all these things. But Gajayota paya. You are pleased by him. So you get pleased by him. Bhakti. Okay. So, and in very next verse, Prahlad Maharaj says actually, one who is a Brahmana, he may not be able to purify himself only. But one who is born in a Shudra family, if he is a devotee of Lord, he can purify his own kula also. And after that, now he said, I am making attempt to glorify you. So he says, Tasmadaham vigata viklavaishwarasya sarvatmana mahigrunam yatha manisham nicho jayam gudam sargam anupravishtam puyeta hi hipuman anuvarnitena. So therefore, even though I am born in a demonic family, I may without a doubt offer prayers to you, Lord, with full endeavor. I'll endeavor. Tasmatam vigata viklavaishwarasya sarvatmana manigunam yatha manisham. Again, whatever intelligence I have, I'll endeavor to offer you a prayers. Because anyone, nicho jayam anuvisargam gunapravishto, anyone is forced to enter into this material world. Gunapravishtam anuvisargam gunapravishtam. One is under the control of modes of material nature. They get purified. Puyeta get purified. Yenhipon anuvarnitena. If they offer prayers to you, if they glorify you, they get purified. So when though we are not qualified, if we try to attempt to offer prayers to Lord, we get purified. That's the beauty of offering prayers to the Lord. Again, also Maitreya Muni says, Tathami kirtaya manga yatha mathi yatha shutam kirtim haresha satkartum giram anya abhidasitam. I cannot glorify Lord, but if I use my tongue to glorify Lord, it becomes chaste. Because the purpose of tongue to glorify the Lord. If the tongue is not able to glorify Lord, it's like a tongue of a snake. That's what in second canto he says. Sukadeva Goswami says. Sutta Goswami says. So, best thing is, if you can't compose the prayers, if you can't understand the glories of Lord, what is the best thing? That's what Lord Shiva says. Why don't you recite my prayers? So, best thing is to recite the prayers composed by the great devotees. And such a prayers are three potencies. What is the beauty of reciting the prayers offered by the great devotees? And fortunately, we are in such a sampradaya where number of acharyas has offered or composed many, many, many prayers. We have Bhaktivinoda Thakur, number of prayers available. There is no end to it. Narottam Das Thakur. There is no end to his prayers. And also, Bhagavatam is full of prayers, all are our acharyas only. Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of prayers. So, first potency is that this prayer is composed by the greatest of the pure devotees. So, the desire expressed in this prayer is very pure. Even though our heart don't have that desire when you go in front of Lord, because we recite those prayers, naturally, unconsciously, we express pure desire to the Lord. That's the first benefit of reciting the prayers composed by the great acharyas. Secondly, just like thing coming from the mouth of Krishna, we say it's Mahaprasadam. And Mahaprasadam has great potency. Uddhava very beautifully says, what is the potency of Mahaprasadam? Tayobhukta shagganda vacho lankara charchitaha uchishto bhojino dasa tava maya jahe mahi. Whenever tray of Mahaprasad comes, especially on the festival day, Rajbhog Mahaprasad comes in the ashram, everybody's eyes on the Mahaprasadam. When I will get the Mahaprasadam? Because it's very attractive and it has great potency because it's coming from the mouth of Lord. It's touched by the lips of the Lord. So similarly, if the same thing is eaten by the devotee of Lord, it becomes Maha Mahaprasadam. So in CC we have verses. Krishna Uchishta Vela Mahaprasada Nama Bhakta Shesha Vela Maha Mahaprasada Akhyana. And what is the potency of Maha Mahaprasad? Bhakta Pada Dholiyara Bhakta Pada Jala Bhakta Bhakta Avashisha Tina Mahabala. It is Tina Mahabala. It has tremendous bala. So, Bhagavad Gita is like a prashad, Mahaprasad of Lord, because it's coming from the mouth of Lord. But the prayers coming from the mouth of great devotee is like a Maha Mahaprasad. So, if you recite those prayers, it has more potency because it has released by the devotees and more than it has been put up into it and then it is presented to the. That's why the third verse of Bhagavatam says, Sukhamukhat Amrutavya Samam. It's not only the composed by Vyasadeva only, it is tested by Sukadeva Goswami. And from that mouth it is coming. So Bhagavatam has more potency. So we have example in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. After the, at the end of Shikshashtakam prayers, Krishna says that one who recites his prayers, what is the benediction he get? Prabhura Shikshtakshraka Shloka Yai Pade Shune Krishna Prema Bhakti Tara Bade Dine Dine. So most of the time we have a tendency that when you come from Mangalarti, after Tulsi Arati we go for passing water, drinking water, doing something, and then we come for Japa. And most of the time we skip the Shikshashtakam prayers. Or we do some Gayatri, something we do. But actually, if you see, it has a great potency. Prabhura Shikshtaka Shloka Padaye Shune. If one recites or only hears Shikshashtakam prayers, Krishna Prema Bhakti Tara Bade Dine Dine. The loving Krishna Prema, what we desire to achieve, gradually Dine Dine, we reach towards that Krishna Prema actually. So it has a great potency. Because it is coming from the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a Maha Mahaprasadam. It's the Lord only, but acting as a devotee. Also, at the 8th canto, 4th chapter, the prayers of Gajendra, if you recite that, it's coming from the mouth of Gajendra, who was again a pure devotee. What is the benediction we get by reciting the prayers of Gajendra? Etan Maharajanta Verito Maya Krishna Anubhavo Gajaraj Moksham Swargasecha Kalikalmanashanam Dushwapna Nasha Kurivarya Shunvatam. If you recite the prayer offered by the Gajendra, what benediction we get? Swargasya Yashasya. One who desires Swarga, they get Swarga. One who desires fame, Yashasya, they get Yash. Manumash liberation, Kalikalmanashanam. That also happened Kalikalmanashanam by reciting prayers of Gajendra. And for practical level, Dusvapna Nasha. Many people get bad dreams. They shout, I have that habit to shout and all those things in the night, all those things. So Dusvapna Nasha, all the Svapna get destroyed. All bad dreams get destroyed just by reciting the prayers of Gajendra. That's the benediction because it's coming from the mouth of Gajendra. It's a Maha Mahaprasad coming from the mouth of a devotee. And third reason why we should recite the prayers composed by the great devotees, Lord is extremely pleased because when we recite the prayers offered by the great devotees, Lord remembers the great devotee. He gets remembrance of great devotee. And great devotees are in the heart of Lord. They are actually very dear to Lord. That Lord cannot stay without them. And because of that, he becomes easily merciful to us. Because seeing the connection of the devotee. So best example in CC is Pratap Rudra Maharaj. So Pratap Maharaj was hankering for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu was acting in the role of sannyasi. So he wanted to establish some standards of sannyas dharma. So he was always away from the Pratap Maharaj because he's a king. So Mahaprabhu says, Shuklavastram Asibindu Aichinna Lokai. Sannyasir Alpachitra Sarvalokai. If I associate with him, people may say, because Lord Chaitanya wants some money, he's associated with the king. So Alpachidra, even small drop of ink comes on the white kurta. People see, oh, there is some dark thing is there. Once one professor made a dot on the white board paper, and many students says, ask many students, what you see in this paper? So they were analytic. They started analyzing thing. Oh, this dot is there. That means my existence is small in this paper. Somebody says, oh, this dot is there. This indicates that we have to be like a dot. Many things they analyzed. Many things they said. A dead professor says, you never say that in this such a big whiteboard, there is small dot. Everything is white. Rest everything is white. So you could not able to see the white part. You could able to see the black spot, which is very small. So that's a tendency of people. They will not see how much the great thing this devotee has done. They will see, oh, this devotee has done like this. So that's why I have to be very careful. I cannot associate with the Pratap Maharaja Maharaj. But great devotees Ramananda Rai and Sarva Bhattacharya, they are requesting Pratap Maharaja Maharaj, Mahaprabhu to bestow mercy on Pratap Maharaja Maharaj. And gradually he was bestowing through his son, through his vastra, he was giving to Pratap Maharaja Maharaj. But finally, during Ratha Yatra, after dancing, when Mahaprabhu was very tired and sleeping, that time devotee told, you go in the normal devotee way, devotee vastra, devotee vesh, and recite the Gopi Geet. What is Gopi Geet? It's a prayer offered by gopis. It's a glorification offered by gopis to Krishna. And we started reciting these prayers, Mahaprabhu started remembering gopis. And when the verse comes, Tavakatha Amritam, he was not aware who the personality is. He just embraced the Pratap Maharaj. Because of connection with the gopis, he was reciting the prayers of gopis. In that connection, he bestows highest blessing to the Pratap Maharaj. So if we recite those prayers, we get the same blessing. So that's quite safe also. Instead of reciting on our own, if we recite those prayers, chances that we get more mercies from the Krishna. So actually, when a devotee recites prayers, they don't have desire because here in this verse, Lord Shiva says, all your desires get fulfilled. So Akrura says, Kim malabbe bhagavati prasanne shri niketane tathapi tat pararaja navi vanchanti kinchanaha. Kim malabbe bhagavati, devotees, what desire they have? But if they ask something from Lord, they are bound to get everything. But again, we have verse in CC that Krishna will not fulfill their desires. Krishna kahe ama mage, ama bhaje, mage vishay sukh, amrut chhade vishay mage, sahi bada murkha. Ame vigya yehi murkha, vishay kena diva, swacharna amrta diya, vishay bhulayeva. Krishna says, why should I give this vishay, material things to this person? Vishay bhulayeva, I'll give a charna amrta to that devotee, vishay bhulayeva. Now here contradiction. Shiva says, all your material desire get fulfilled because Shiva knows that Parchitas has a material desire. If you recite this prayer, your desire get fulfilled. And here Mahaprabhu says, no, Krishna will not fulfill your desire. He's vicious, he's murkha. I'll give a charanamrut to him. So how to understand these things? Does Krishna really do like this? No. Krishna will never do like this because otherwise it is against the principle said by Krishna only that I will not interfere free will of any devotee. If some devotee has some desires, and if he comes to me, I have to fulfill those desires. Otherwise, his free will get hampered. He don't have desire to serve me purely. So in 5 minutes, try to analyze these words, how we can understand these two contradictions. So there are different levels of devotees who approach Krishna differently. So first is those who have desires. Usually, they approach demigods. And what Krishna does with them? Sataya shaddhaya yukta tasya aradhita mihate labhate cha tatha kaman mayyeva vihitan hitan. One of faith offers prayers to demigods, I fulfill. Ultimately Krishna is fulfilling. Mayyeva vihitan hitan. I increase the shraddha to him and I fulfill the desire also. So Krishna is not releasing, I'll give my charanamrut to him. No. Whatever desire you have, I fulfill him. But one may say, okay, but they are approaching demigods. They are not appropriate to Krishna. Okay. If somebody approach Krishna with material desires and offer prayer to Krishna for material desires, what Krishna do to him? Krishna says in 7th canto only, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritina arjuna artha artha to jagyasi jnani cha bharatar sabha. Krishna says they are not devotees, they are sukritinas. They are not devotees. But still are udara, udara va evaiti. Because at least they have come to me. So for them also, Krishna never hampers their material desire. Krishna gives them whatever their desires. Lakhs of people go to Tirupati every day. All of them are pure devotees with pure desire? No. Most of them are businessmen. Going with the business motive with the Tirupati. That we want more and more money. We are offering more money to you. We want more and more money from you. And Tirupati fulfills their desires. Their business increases. And that's how their faith gets established on the Tirupati Balaji. So everybody doesn't not going with that motive to Tirupati Balaji. But still Balaji is fulfilling their desires. Otherwise, if only pure devotee will go to Balaji, then number will be quite reduced to Balaji. But lakhs of people are going there. So now, what about Mukti Kamis? If somebody has Mukti, desire of Mukti, what Krishna will do to them? So who are the Mukti Kamis? Guni Bhuta Bhaktas. Nishkam Karma Yogis, Jnana Yogis and Ashtanga Yogis. They are Mukti Kamis. They are doing Nishkam Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga. Ultimate to achieve Mukti, Sayujya Mukti. And they have element of bhakti also. So they are praying to Krishna also for this mukti. What Krishna is doing them? Giving them mukti, awarding them mukti. Without bhakti also, Krishna, they cannot achieve the mukti. So they have to pray to Krishna to get that mukti. Krishna is giving them mukti. What about the pradhanibhut bhaktas? Pradhanibhut bhaktas are two types. One who has desire of mukti, but in their practice, predominant part is bhakti. So 80% or 90% they are doing bhakti only, and 10% element of jnana or karma they have in their practice. So that one type of pradhanibhut bhakta, they have desire of mukti. So what Krishna will do give them? Krishna will award them highest mukti, not sayujya mukti. Those element of karma or desire of bhakti in that pradhanibhut bhakti, Krishna award them vaikuntha sukha aishwaryukta mukti. There Krishna award them vaikuntha. That's what I call as real Vaikuntha liberation. They go to Vaikuntha and they enjoy opulence of Vaikuntha there. But, and they don't come back also. But, you cannot say they are in Vaikuntha. Just like a person in IIT, person staying in IIT campus, and he has been running, he is running canteen in IIT campus. He is staying in IIT campus, but he cannot be called a part of IIT campus. Students who came with the qualification, they are the part of IIT campus really. So they go to Vaikuntha, but they are actually part of Vaikuntha. It's really for Jnanis also. So we have practice of Jnana, element of in that Pradhanibhut Bhakti. Krishna awarded him Jnana Aishwaryukta Mukti in the Vaikuntha. And there are some Pradhanibhut Bhaktas who don't have any Mukti Kama, but still they are called as Pradhanibhut Bhakta rather than pure devotees because their practice has some karma and Jnana. Their practice is not Jnana Karma, the Anavrutam. So that's why they call it Pradhanibhut Bhakta. They don't have any desire to achieve Mukti and they want to serve Krishna only. What Krishna awards him? Krishna awards him Shantarati. Shantarasa in the Vaikuntha. That's what Vishwanatha Thakur says in the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna in this, all these cases never interfere in their desire. So now how to understand? Swacharanamrita Diya. So Swacharanamrita Diya means while awarding them, Krishna also awards them association of devotees. Krishna Yadi Krupa Kare Kona Bhagyavane Guru Antaryamirupi Shikhayana Sabani. Very next verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Antaryamirupi Shikhayana Sabani. Guru means devotees here. So Krishna awards him association of devotees. So while fulfilling their desires, they get association of devotees. They get chance to hear from devotees. They happen to see the activities of devotees and because of that, their desire may change and they may come to the platform of pure devotional service. So Krishna never interferes into in the desire of a particular person, but he allows devotees to interfere into their desires. He allows them to get inspiration from devotees and come to the platform of pure devotion. That's the meaning of Swacharanamrita Diya. At the lotus feet of Krishna, all the devotees reside. He allows devotees to them. Now, we have 2 minutes. So we'll try to see. This is one way Krishna interferes. Second way, Jiva Goswami says, how Krishna interferes into the life, Swacharanamrita Diya? That even though they have material desires, ಇನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಂದರ್ಭ ಜೀವಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಇಫ್ ದರ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸ್, ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಬೈ ದ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ದೇ ಮೇ ಫಗೆಟ್ ದ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಮೇ ಕಮ್ ಟು ದ ಪ್ಲಾಟ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಇಂಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಜೀವಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್. ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿ, ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್? ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಸೀ ದಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸಿಂಗ್ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ, ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಪಿರೇಷನ್ ಟು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ಇಂಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ, ವೇರ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಮಿಶ್ರ ಭಕ್ತ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಬೈ ದ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸಿಂಗ್. ಲೈಕ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಮಿಶ್ರ ಭಕ್ತ, ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಹಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ, ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಕಾಮಿ, ಹಿ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಅ ದಿ ಕಿಂಗ್ಡಮ್ ಗ್ರೇಟರ್ ದನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಬಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟಚ್ ಆರ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಟಚ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ ಟು ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಚೇಂಜ್, ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್. ಸನಾ ಬಲಾಶಿ ತಪತಾಸತೋಮಿ ತಾಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತವಾನ್ ದೇವ ಮನೀಂದ್ರ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ ಕಾಚನ್ ವಿಚಿವನ್ ಅಪಿ ದಿವ್ಯ ರತ್ನಂ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನ್ ಕೃತಾರ್ಥನ ವರಂ ನ ಯಾಚಿ. ಹಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಐ ಥಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಕಾಚ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಬ್ರೋಕನ್ ಪೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ಲಾಸಸ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ವೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಂಟರ್ಫಿಯರ್ಸ್ ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮಿಶ್ರ ಭಕ್ತಾಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಂಟರ್ಫಿಯರ್, ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ ದೇರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ಲಿ, ಇಫ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಇನ್ ಹಿ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಸಬ್ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ನೆವರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್. ದೇ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಶುಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ, ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಶುಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ ದತ್ತ. ವಾಸುದೇವ ದತ್ತ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ ಟು ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ಜೀವೇರ್ ದುಃಖ ದೇಖಿ ಮೋರ ಹೃದಯ ಬಿದಾರೆ, ಸರ್ವ ಜೀವೇ ಪಾಪ ಪ್ರಭು ದೇಹ ಮೋರ ಶಿರೆ. ಜೀವೇರ್ ಪಾಪ ಲಾಯ ಮೋಯ ಕರು ನರಕ ಭೋಗ, ಸಕಲ ಜೀವೇರ ಪ್ರಭು ಘುಚಾವು ಭವರೋಗ. ವಾಟ್ ಪೇನ್ ಐ ಗೆಟ್, ಜೀವೇರ್ ದುಃಖ ದೇಖಿ ಪ್ರಭು ಮೋರ ಹೃದಯ ಬಿದಾರೆ. ಐ ಗೆಟ್ ಪೇನ್ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಸಿ ದ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಬೆಟರ್ ಗಿವ್ ದ ಮಿಸರಿ ಟು ಮೀ ಅಂಡ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಗೋ ಟು ಹೆಲ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೀ ಮೈ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹೆಲ್, ಇಫ್ ದ ಅದರ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ or other people are going to get your mercy, I am ready for that. Same was the mood of Ramanujacharya also when he received that mantra from Goshtipurna. Same is the mood of Rantidev. Rantidev offered all the thing to the Brahmanas, the Shudras, the Chandalas, whatever food he has. After fasting 48 days, he offered it. What was his realization? Nakamaeham gatarishvara parad astradyuktam apunar bhavam va ಆರ್ತಿಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ದೆ ಖಿಲ ದೇಹ ಭಾಜಾಂ ಅಂತಸ್ಥಿತೋ ಎನ್ ಭವಂತ್ಯ ದುಃಖ. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಅಷ್ಟಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಐ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪೇನ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್. ಆರ್ತಿಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ದೆ ಖಿಲ ದೇಹ ಭಾಜಾಂ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಾಡಿಲಿ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್. ಅಂತಸ್ಥಿತೋ ಎನ್ ಭವಂತ್ಯ ದುಃಖ, ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಸಿಂಗ್ ಟ್ರಿಮಂಡಸ್ ಪೇನ್ ಟು ಮೀ. ಅಂಡ್ ಸೇಮ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಮೂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್. ನೈವೋ ದ್ವಿಜೇ ವೈ ದುಸ್ತರ ವೈತರಣ್ಯಂ ತ್ವದ್ವೀರ ಗಾಯನ ಮಹಾಮೃತಮಗ್ನ ಚಿತ್ತ. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಟು ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ವೈತರಣ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್ ಡಿಸೈಡಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್. ಸೋಚೇತ್ ಅಥೋ ವಿಮುಖಚೇತ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾರ್ಥ, ಐ ಫೀಲ್ ಪೇನ್. ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಟ್ರಬಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾರ್ಥ, ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಎಡ್ಯುಕೇಶನ್. ಮಾಯಾ ಸುಖಾಯ ಭಾರ್ ಉದ್ಭತೋ ವಿಮೂಢಾನ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಬರ್ಡನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮಿಗರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಜರ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಸೈರ್? ಸೊ ವೆರಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಸ್, ಪ್ರಾಯೇಣ ದೇವ ಮನಯೋ ಸುಮುಕ್ತಿ ಕಾಮಾನ್ ಮೌನಂ ಚರಯಂತಿ ವಿಜನೇನ ಪರಾರ್ಥ ನಿಷ್ಠಾಂ ನೈತಾನ್ ವಿಹಾಯ ಕೃಪಣಾ ವಿಮುಕ್ತಿ ಏಕೋ ನಾನ್ಯ ತ್ವದಂಗ್ರಿ ಶರಣಂ ತದಸ್ಯ ಶರಣಂ ಭವತೋ ನ ಪಶ್ಯೇ. ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಹಿಮಾಲಯಸ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಸ್ಟರಿಟೀಸ್ ಟು ಅಚೀವ್ ಯು, ಬಟ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಟು ಯು ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಯು. ಟಿಲ್ ದಟ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟೇ ಹಿಯರ್. So this is the mood of all these great personalities. And because they have such a kind of mood, Lord naturally become pleased with them. They are not asking anything for themselves. So why should not fulfill if they desire something? And why should not fulfill desire of somebody who is reciting such a prayer? So Krishna gets pleased by such a mood and awards all benedictions, whatever we have. So we are very fortunate, first of all, to get the association of devotees, and that too, a glorious sampradaya happened to get connected here. Glorious devotees offered very beautiful prayers, which are all three categories, Dhanya Bhodhika, Sampratnaka and Lalsamaya, all three prathnas abundantly they offered and given to us, so that we can offer every day, go in front of Lord, offer one prayer at least in a daily, And we see in our ashram many devotees like Abhay Gauram Prabhu. Every day I saw he, Madam Mohan, in front of he offers a beautiful prayers to Radharani's Ashtakam and Lalitaji Ashtakam in front of Madan Mohan. Many devotees I saw. So they are doing it. So at least they have, we have their association. We can take inspiration from them and try to recite prayers daily. And we can achieve the greatest perfection as mentioned in this verse. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. Anybody want to comment anything or any question or any correction? I'd like to take that. Hare Krishna, Gantha, Ashmad Bhagavatam ki, Jai.